Hugh Jackman has played Wolverine in 7 movies now. Jackman's role in the original X-Men trilogy led to mainstream stardom, and in the near decade since X-Men: The Last Stand, the actor has oscillated between carrying his own solo spin-off series and appearing in the period piece prequel series. A third Wolverine film will arrive in 2017, and according to Jackman, it will mark the end of his time playing the clawed Canadian badass with a healing factor that can cure everything, except his broken heart. Only time travel can cure a broken heart. "This will be my last one," Jackman tells Dr. Oz. And now, pause to imagine the futuristic utopia we apparently live in, where superhero movie announcements happen on syndicated alt-medical talk shows. "It is my last time," Jackman reiterates. "It felt like it was the right time to do it. 17 years? I never thought in a million years it would last this long." Jackman didn't reveal anything about Wolverine 3's plot. Behind the scenes, the current plan is to reteam Jackman with James Mangold, the journeyman director who gave 2013's The Wolverine a lean, mean charm. As of last month, screenwriter Michael Green is working on the screenplay. There's no shortage of final Wolverine stories in comic book lore. The vaguely popular Old Man Logan imagined a grizzled, elderly Wolverine living in a bleak future Sacramento, while last year's Death of Wolverine story arc robbed Wolverine of his healing factor and sent him on a spirit journey throughout his history as a superhero. Jackman's rumored to appear in next year's X-Men Apocalypse alongside the 500 other people playing mutants. That would bring his total comic book movie count up to 9, currently a record for leading man superheroes. Downey's on his tail, though, counting his cameo in Incredible Hulk, and assuming no major narrative twists, Tony Stark will have appeared in 9 movies after 2019's Infinity War Part 2. This article posted by Darren French of Entertainment Weekly.